Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then I'll be taking the calls that's already came in. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for everything that you've done for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for what you're going to do on this program tonight, and I thank you for using me as your vessel. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the listeners right now. I just pray that you would just meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, and that you would just touch them in any way that they need touch tonight. And we just say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and when I say hello to you, it would be good if you would say your first name to me so I get to know you, and that way I don't have to say, hey, caller. So let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 256. You're on air with me.
Hello, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How can I help you tonight?
I just want to know from your perspective, when you knew that you were intuitive or psychic, what did you do to really trust yourself? I'm at a process where I'm learning to trust what I get, and I think that's the only fear that I have, to distinguish the ego from spirit.
Right. Yeah, and that's one thing you have to work on. And to answer your question, I mean, I've always believed that I've been psychic ever since I was born. But it took some time to develop those. And for me, I just feel something different. You know, I can separate my ego from spirit. And it's just something that I feel. And I think as you develop your gifts, you know, you'll learn how to do that. You're very intuitive. So right now what's trying to happen is your ego is trying to get in the way a little bit, and that happens. And you know, just trust spirit, because you're very intuitive. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that helps.
Yes, that does. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Bye.
You have a good night.
You too.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to whoever is on the other end of 678. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
I'm Sierra. I'm so surprised I haven't talked to you in like years.
I know. Well, I'm not usually on at night, so we're probably just missing each other. So I appreciate you calling in tonight.
No problem. Well, I did have a question. This is Guy. We've been kind of dating for five months. And I was just wondering what you picked up.
Okay. And your name again? I'm sorry.
Sierra.
Sierra.
Like Sierra Mountain. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I look at this relationship, I get very rocky. I get very shaky. Does that make sense to you? I mean, it just feels like it just feels like it goes up and down a little bit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like if you guys communicate, I mean, the problem here is communication.
Yeah.
I feel like if you guys communicate more and get past some of this chaos, I feel like it's a very solid relationship, but you guys are going to have to work on it. But I believe you guys can have something really solid, but it's going to take some work.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Talk to 313. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Could I get your first name, please?
Sherelle.
Sherelle? Okay.
Yes.
How can
yes,
I help?
I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me when I hear from him?
Okay, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you repeat your question, please?
I said, I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me and when would I hear from him?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I feel like that you'll hear from him like in a couple weeks is what I'm hearing from Spirit. So, but just like the other caller before you, when I tap into the relationship, I feel like it's a shaky a little bit. It's just because I don't feel. Yeah. Oh, he feels something for you. I'm not sure exactly. He's not exactly knowing what that is yet. But I mean, there is something that he's feeling for you. I feel like right now it's just more like of a friendship. Is what he's wanting. So.
Okay.
I mean, I
wouldn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of weeks. Looks like as you probably like right after New Year's, you should hear something from him.
Okay.
Okay.
He still feels something.
Yeah, I feel like that he is trying to still sort that out. He's not sure exactly what he's feeling, and so he's just sorting them out a little bit. Guys have a problem with emotion sometimes where we don't always know what we want until it's too late. And so, I mean, but I feel like that he's just sorting things out right now.
That's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I feel like that as you go into the new year, I really feel like that the new year – you know, holds a really good relationship for you. So, you know,
okay.
I only see some good things popping up in your path. So hopefully
okay,
that helps.
Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A great night. Okay.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to 856. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you?
Do you see me getting a contract or a permanent job in the new year? And if so, when?
Yeah, you should get something full-time job-wise right around the middle of January.
Okay, do you think I'll have to move for that, or would it be in the same area where I live?
I feel like it's going to be in the same area where you live, but let me also say that at the same time, I feel like you're going to move soon. So I don't know if that's with the job or that's down the line a little bit. But I feel like that there is a move for you, but I don't feel like it's with this job.
Okay, so you don't. So if this is a permanent job, it's not going to last.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to last. I'm just being a little confused about what I'm seeing. So, because I'm getting two different things at the same time here, and so what I'm doing is I'm picking up a move, but the move I feel like is later in the year, so it wouldn't have anything to do with the job. You're going to get a different job as you move, so.
Okay, so I'm going to have two jobs in the new year?
Yeah, I that's what I feel like, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and talk to 216. You're on air. Hold on. You're on air with me, 216.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, my name is Sharon. First, I have the same question as the girl right before Laura, I think her right name was. Do you see me getting a contract job or a full-time job soon? My contract ended 2 weeks ago.
It ended 2 weeks ago? Okay. Let me be quiet for a minute and just relax here for a second and tap into this. Who's having health issues? Anybody in the family having health issues at the moment?
My dad.
Okay. Because I was picking up somebody close to you with health issues that you were concerned about, so that would make sense.
A friend too. A good friend also. They didn't know if she had cancer, but it's not cancer. But yes, that was another one.
Okay.
It was a good friend.
Okay. Because I was picking that up. But to answer your question that you called about, I feel like you're going to get something, a job, looks like by the end of January. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I'll contract until I get the permanent one I'm looking for, you know, back in my career. But you do see by the end of January I'll be working. Please. Oh, it's,
yeah.
I'm just stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, because I really feel like that as you go into the new year, things are really going to start opening up for you. Because you've been struggling for the last couple of years, it looks like. And
it feels like about two. I know. Yeah. It happened last year. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just feels like you've just been really struggling and having a hard time finding something. But I'm saying by the end of January, you should have a job. And it's going to be really something that you're really going to fit into. Because what I keep seeing, my spirit guides keep showing me like a glove where it fits like a glove. And so it's going to be something that you're really going to move into and really enjoy doing. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
No problem. You have a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, because I really see something opening up for you at the end of January. So let's go ahead and move on to 509. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi. Well, I just want to say at first, thank you for having this show and, basically making the time. And, I really appreciate it. And my question is, do you see a new love interest coming in?
Yeah, it looks like about February.
February? Do I know him, or is he someone totally new?
Somebody totally new. You need somebody new. You need a fresh start. So, and you need to let, one thing that Spirit keeps telling me to tell you, is you need to let go of the past. I don't know what that means to you, you know, but you need to move forward and into a new relationship. But I would say February.
February. And how do I meet him, or is he from school, or how does that happen? Is he like me?
I'm not seeing how you guys are gonna meet. But I just know that Spirit's going to bring him into your path. That's the only thing I'm seeing right now. I don't know that much about him or anything like that. I can tell you he has dark hair, brown hair.
Oh, okay. Sounds good then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to 631. You're on air with me.
Yes, hi. For taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne, And I wanted to see what you saw as my love life. I went on a blind date tonight. It seemed like it went good. And somebody else came from the past like 2 weeks ago. And what do you see with all this? Or is it neither one and someone new or both of them? Or what do you see with all this?
Okay. I feel like for right now you should just have some fun. Just enjoy yourself a little bit. As far as a serious relationship, I don't see a serious relationship with either one of these. I feel like it's somebody else.
Do you know when that is?
I feel like that's coming more in the summer of next year. It could be a little sooner, but I'm getting like summer, like June.
Now, really quick, do you ever see the other person that hasn't called me in 2 weeks? Will he ever call back? Or I seen him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I feel like he'll call back. You should hear from him in the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks? He just didn't feel like calling back?
Yeah, he was just flaking things off a little bit. So.
Really? I wonder why. Hmm.
I don't have that information. Your guess is as good as mine on that. But I do feel like that he'll call you in a couple of weeks here.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Let's go ahead and talk to you. 610, you're on air with me.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, I wanted to check and see because I was laid off of my job. And the good thing is that the unemployment did go through. But I'm, right now networking, and I've, put the word out there with some of my contacts, working with recruiters and LinkedIn. I'm checking every day, and I'm trying to find another position. And I've also targeted, two very good medical companies, and that's what I would, like to get into. I don't know what you're picking up for me as far as...
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's something opening up for you right as we go into the next year. I feel like that you just need to be patient and not so hard on yourself. They keep talking, Spirit keeps talking about your resume, so they're bringing that to my attention. So you might want to be sure that that's up to date and. And just tweak it a little bit or something, because I keep hearing something about your resume. So, but I feel like something opening up for you right as we go into the new year. And it does look medical to me. So I will tell you it does look medical, because I keep seeing like people in white coats and stuff like that, which represents to me medical people and stuff like that. So
yeah, I mean medical, pharmaceutical, and all that, because I do want to get into more into the software, that database and all that stuff, because I know I did go to school for information technology, but I've wanted for a few years now back into the medical field. And I just feel that's where I'm best, and I just feel that it's me.
Yeah, that's your calling, actually. You're right on that, so follow your intuition on that. But yeah, you're supposed to be in that field.
Okay, so
you're gonna do great things in that field as well. So
yeah, do you feel like as far as the salary is it gonna be similar to what I was making?
Yeah, it's gonna be enough for you to live and have some money left over, once you pay all the bills and all that stuff, you'll be making, more than what you were making. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm just, I don't want to be too long without the job, and I hate that.
Yeah, that's no fun at all for anybody. So, but I don't see you very long without a job. So.
So you came by the end of January or so, beginning of February?
Yeah, you should be knowing something by the middle of January. So, and be working by the end of January.
Okay, because I just think yesterday sent out an application online, and then the 13th is another one. But the company, the 13th, really like it. And I also connect to a recruiter that works here, but I haven't heard back from her.
Yeah, with the holidays and everything, it's a little hard, you know, to hear back. So once the holidays are over, I feel like you'll hear back from them. So,
okay. Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me give you, I have open lines at the moment. Well, I have one more caller. Then I have open lines. But the phone number to call in is 347-327-9316. My website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. The website address again is www.insightswithmichael.net. Let's go ahead and talk to 301.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I have a question or concern about a coworker. We've been working together as long as I've been there, and we were very close initially. We would go to lunch together, do things together after work. Lately, there's been some distance there, and I just wanted to get some insight into our relationship. I'm not sure what I'm feeling. That's why I'm calling. Should I try to distance myself? Is there something going on that I'm not sure of or aware of?
Yeah, I just feel like the other person right now is just distracted. That's what I keep picking up. I wouldn't take it personal. I know that, you know, it's hard not to at times, but I don't feel like it's personal. I feel like that they're just distracted at the moment with something going on outside of the workplace, you know, maybe with family or something like that. But, you know, as far as your feelings, you're going to have to sort those out yourself. I can't tell you, how to feel or anything like that. But I do feel like that you guys will work this out where things are not so difficult. After January, after the new year starts, I feel like that you guys will, you know, be hanging out again and stuff like that. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have
sure.
a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. We got 7 minutes left, and I have open lines for the first time tonight, so 347-327-9316 is the caller number. You get right on with me. So 347-327-9316. So, all right. Hopefully you had a nice Christmas. And hold on, let me go ahead and talk to 818. You're on air with me.
Hi, it's Diane, Michael. And
hi,
Doll. Quick question about a man I've gone out with. He sent me a text and asking me out, and we're going back and forth. And when he realizes it's over, and he says, fine, and then he writes back, he said, I'm so sorry, that wasn't for you. I want to apologize. Now, is that like a way to push me away and not want to see him anymore? Was that his intent?
I'm getting that was just an accident. I mean, what he said. I mean, I don't think he meant to send that or that is for you.
He made a date. He made a date in the text, and I accepted. And we made plans and. Right? And then all of a sudden, for some reason, he changed it. So in other words, it was a legitimate, he didn't like at the last minute think, oh, I don't want to go out with her? and decide to change it? Or was it a true accident? You think it was a true accident?
Yeah, I feel like it was a true accident. I feel like he wants to go out with you. I just feel like the timing was not right.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And even if he was dating other people, he would still want to date me? Is that it? Because I'm sure it was for another woman. It was kind of obvious.
Yeah, I will tell you, there's another woman around, which you're already, you know, knowing that. I feel like he wants to go out with you, and I feel like that you guys will go out. You know, as far as, you know, you accepting that he's going to see other people or stuff like that, that's totally up to you. That's going to be something that you're going to have to sort out because, I mean, he is going to see other people. So
I believe you wholeheartedly. I know you take this really well. So I appreciate that. And thank you for your insight.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good night.
You too. Bye, Michael.
Namaste. Bye-bye. So, all right, we're almost done with the show, and I appreciate everybody that's called in tonight, and hopefully I helped you. And if you would like to get a hold of me and set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to my website at www.insightswithmichael.net. My rates are pretty reasonable, I believe, so you can go check that out. And that's, again, that's www.insightswithmichael.net. Like I was saying earlier, I hope that you had a Merry Christmas. And, you know, I feel like as we get ready to go out of this year, you know, we really need to examine what we want in the year ahead. You know, what do we want to draw to ourselves? What do we really want to see in our lives? And you know, I believe, I'm a true believer in, you know, what we say we get and what we see we get. So we need to visualize what we want in our lives. We're powerful creators. We're just limiting ourselves. And so we, you know, if you need a job, then see yourself working. If you want love in your life, see that person coming into your life. You know, as I go into the new year, you know, I'm examining, you know, things in my own life and areas where I want to improve. I mean, there's always room for improvement, and so we just need to see that in our lives and accept that, you know, accept that we all need to change. And the one thing I want to see on our planet in the new year is more love and more light. I mean, we're moving into that place of love and light, and I'm seeing it more on our planet. So I want to see more of that. So, all right. Oh, I'm going to be on air tomorrow sometime. We're going to try to be on air probably afternoon tomorrow, about 3 o'clock, probably 3 o'clock central tomorrow. So, all right, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to say good night. And thanks again for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. And I'm Psychic Medium Michael. Namaste to you all, and you have a good night.